Back home now, and the government wants to be able to direct councils to free up planning rules to allow cities to grow both out and up in a bid to solve the housing crisis. The Urban Development Minister, Phil Twyford, and Environment Minister, David Parker, unveiled the proposed new strategy at a housing development in Porirua this morning, and they're confident their plan will be able to reassure even the most sceptical NIMBY. Yvette McCullough was at the announcement and filed this report.
CARIS Executive Chairman Sir Paul Adams says the Resource Management Act and overly restrictive planning rules are hindering development. He says it played a role in slowing down the 800 home development in Kinapuru, Porirua.
But that really cost us about a year and a lot of money in terms of planning, which is really just a waste at the end of the day and gets passed on to the end purchaser, obviously.
Phil Twyford says under the government's proposal, councils, particularly in the six high growth areas, will be given a clear direction to loosen their rules.
It tells councils that they must make room for growth. They must free up the planning rules in the cities, in the urban core and around transport corridors. They must lift the height and density restrictions that currently stop people building the kinds of homes that they want.
Councils will also have to take a long-term approach to urban planning that brings together transport, housing and infrastructure. Mr Twyford says the focus will be on high-quality development that avoids the pitfalls of sprawl.
It's possible to create high and medium density communities with quality urban design and provision for open spaces that will reassure the most sceptical NIMBY.
David Parker is reassuring this won't mean cities are overrun by high-rise apartments. He says this plan will help shift the attitudes of councils and ratepayers concerned about intensification.
I think most people accept that when you've got the number of people who are sleeping on the streets that we see in some of our main centres, something's got to change. And you can't change things without changing things.
The government says it has broad support from councils for this plan. Porirua Mayor Mike Tana is a fan.
This, I think, is a great response to ensure that we're all connected up, local government, central government, and the developers as well. This is an enabler.
Auckland Mayor Phil Goff has welcomed the move, but has cautioned against planning for growth without having the funding to go with it. He says there needs to be some degree of revenue sharing between central and local government, a sentiment echoed by Tauranga Mayor Greg Brownless.
We need significant investment by government in the transport networks to service that housing. I'd also like to see government look at ways of helping councils fund the cost of growth.
The government says it won't be giving councils extra funding to carry out their planning duties, but it is looking at ways to help with funding and financing infrastructure. But National's urban development spokesperson Judith Collins says the strategy is full of flowery words that don't mean much. She says it's a stopgap for proper RMA reform, reform that she says won't be forthcoming.
Well, the RMA is going to remain in its current form for some time, and that's primarily because there's no way that the Green Party and the New Zealand First Party are going to agree together on the same issues around RMA reform.
Consultation on the government's proposal is open until October 10th, with the strategy likely to take effect in the first half of next year. From Parliament for Checkpoint, Yvette McCullough.